938 Live. Parenting made easy on 938 Live.
Spare time, something that a lot of children don't have, not just kids in Singapore, but in Australia, where you come from as well. And we do need to give children some time so they can sit back, relax, and just be, as you say. Give them time to dream, to think, and to do their own things. Now, I know that education is very important. All over the world, it's becoming more and more important. And parents, I'm sure the parents you've met in Singapore, they all ask you, so how can I motivate my child to study? How do we help our children increase what we call personal motivation?
Okay, this is a really big one, of course.
It is, but you've got like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Children have got to know themselves, and they've got to have some time to get to know themselves. It's not really possible to just impose something on children like that. They really need to be having some of their own time, and then they will be more willing to give up a little bit of their time for study. Most of the children that I see have you know, come in to see us for academic reasons, and then we do something with emotional intelligence after that. And I beg the parents to let the children just have a little bit of spare time, to have some hobbies perhaps, to have a little bit of time where they're really engaged with something they love to do, and to be able to express things. When they're worried about something, to perhaps be able to write down their worry, and we ask all parents to have a worry box in the home. And we ask that the children can write down their worries, put them in the box, you know, parents can too, and we discuss those worries with them every night. If the children can actually express how they're feeling and they can have a little bit of spare time, they're far more willing to give up some of that time for study. But something that we do need to remember, and this is really important, is that in the latest research into brain-compatible teaching and learning, we know that stressed children actually learn less. So if we're going to stress our children, you have got to accept that your child will actually learn less and their results will be lower. And this is something that we must be very, very aware of. So children do need time to relax, and we must remember that we have to give them time to get rid of that stress. And that often involves physical exercise and some fun as well.
And this takes time to develop. You can't expect to do this with your children overnight, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, all of the things that we teach during this course, we say to parents, just do one or two of these things. Perhaps establish, you know, a family journal. Or maybe next week, perhaps you might start to go for a walk together and talk to each other. Maybe an art project, you know, a family art project. But everybody needs to relax. Everybody needs to de-stress. And it's a good thing for parents to model this to their children as well.
And children all over the world are thanking you now. Those who are listening to you now. See, that's why they call you the child whisperer. If you want to find out more about Victoria Carlton and her programs in Singapore, Victoria will be back in Singapore in October. You can log into this website. It's www.september21.com.sg. That's september21.com.sg. For more details about EQ for kids, EQ for parents, EQ for families. And of course, this is a character building course with a difference, as you say. And it's something that not just kids ought to attend, but parents need to think about that too. It's a two-way street. If you had just one thing to say to parents now, what would that be?
I would say, love your children, relax, and just be with them.
And what if I turn around and tell you, you know what, Victoria? I don't have time.
But you do. We all have the same amount of time, and we need to be really wise, and we need to take time to really to fill up as well. You can't just keep on giving out. You've got to take time to empty yourself and then fill up.
And this is just for parents too, yeah?
Just
for the children.
It is really important for parents, because if children see you racing around, you know, at all times and never taking time for yourself, they will think that this is how they should lead their lives.
Do stressed parents have stressed kids?
Absolutely. Totally. Yeah, I say it all the time.
So we do, all of us, children and parents, this weekend, we've got to do something together. Take the time to relax, de-stress, find time for me time.
Get out there, walk, read, make something, have fun this weekend.
That's right. And help your children. And this is one affirmation from the card I've drawn out. And this is, I think, what's my favorite one so far. I am special and there will never be another me. And that is not just for kids, but for us too.
Absolutely true.
Thank you so much for your time here today, Victoria. It has been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Thank you. Victoria Carlton, Director of the International Centre for Excellence in Western Australia, talking to us here on Parenting Made Easy. I'm Susan Ng. Thank you so much for your company today.
Parenting Made Easy on 938 Live.
And now, the LTA traffic news.
Minute and a half before the news.